We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, what is...
I got mine too.
You did?
I did.
Oh, awesome.
I just ate a gummy.
Oh, I'll mini eat one. They're right here.
I just ate a gummy.
Dude, you want to see something funny?
What?
Okay, let me show you. You guys, you know how you've heard me and Gina talk about old person tendencies, and Gina always gives me shit about my nightstand.
I do.
Well.
What do you have on your dresser? Is it a pharmacy? Well,
oh yeah, it's a pharmacy. Because I've got all my
hormone shit,
all my meds.
Oh wow. Yeah, nice.
And like, there's just no way to make that pretty.
I just feel like there should just be like a box of Depends or something sitting with it.
Oh yeah. But there's no way to make that pretty. And,
well, and that's the thing, like with supplements or medicine or anything, like I have to have it sitting out so that I remember to take it. Is that a hair?
No, I just put the Vegamore biotin gummies. I just put it in my mouth and I went to eat it. I chew it.
Yeah.
And then I was taking it out of my mouth, 'cause I just realized I've got headphones on. So if I really just chew that while I have this microphone,
you can hear it. It's all.
Yeah. This microphone right next. What do they call that? ASMR.
Oh yeah. The ASMR. Here, I'm going to
do it.
I was trying to make. Oh my God. I was trying to make it sound sexy, like all like gurgly. Like, and I just sucked it right into my throat. Sorry guys. That was sexy.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll get you going.
Listen to me drink this.
Listen to me gag.
Listen to me drink this cream soda.
It's like with me with my tongue scraper.
Oh my gosh. Every time.
That was like me in Vegas, especially because it's like a day after, like a morning after drinking. Oh, the tongue scraper is rough.
Dude, you know what the thing is too, though, is like, I have days where I scrape my tongue. No problem.
Right.
Like no problem at all.
Yeah.
And then I have days where, not for any reason in particular, I go to scrape my tongue. And the second I go to lay it on my tongue knows, and it curls up.
Like it's like trying to get away.
Like the sides come up. Like it's already pre-gagging.
Just trying to get away.
Yeah.
No.
It's probably because sometimes I just like really go to town cleaning my tongue.
Oh, me too.
Just scraping it.
Dude, because it's disgusting when you look at that. I always tell people, look away. Look away.
look away.
I don't want you to see what's on my tongue scraper. It's disgusting.
Dude, I always like every time I have, well, like around you or I mean, I get like a little insecure if I gag and it's audible, like you sound, you hear it. If there's people around that I wouldn't like, it's like embarrasses me.
Who are you tongue scraping around?
Well, like even like
just like in public, like in your car. Oh, that'd be so disgusting. What would you do with it?
The thing is though, is I have like, I've been cleaning my tongue and I've gagged in a way where it's just like, oh, right. Like it's like a little bit of a noise, but it's more of like a, your body gets really tense. But I've had it happen to me before where it surprises me.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even see it coming. And it's like a burp. It's like a burp.
It's like a burp going with it. Yeah. I'm with you.
Like at your boyfriend's house. Like you really don't want him to hear you gag by scraping.
Well, it's just not really an attractive thing.
No, it's not. Especially when it's like a burp.
Dude. Yeah. Not cool. Yeah, man. Vegas was rough. I came back, broke my toes.
You guys, Gina broke her toe.
I think I broke two of them.
You guys, I was not in Vegas, but the girls, I love how I'm going to say this as if everyone should know. Vegas is 2 hours from me and I'm home and I'm gearing up for the naked training. We're having our retreat and everyone starts showing up tomorrow. And the girls, I was texting them on a group text, Gina, Megan, and Courtney. And I was just, you know, telling them I loved them and have a good time. Well, they had been there for one night. Like they had gotten there and had one day, one night, but I hadn't talked to them. And it's like the next day. And just Megan responds and says,
I think we're sleeping.
Yeah. She goes, I think Gina broke her toe.
And I think you said, of course she did.
I did. I said, to be exact, I text them just wanting them to have a good time. And I said, have so much fun. Megan responds. This is that I texted you guys early. It was Sunday morning. It was 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And Megan responded to me at 10 a.m. And she said, we love and miss you. And I said, I love and miss you too. And Megan goes, the girls are still sleeping. Gina may have broke her toe. That was it. The girls are still sleeping. Gina may have broke her toe. I said, well, I said, I laughed and I said, doing what? And Megan says, getting in the pool.
It is.
And I sent the emoji with the hand over the face. And I said, of course.
Of course. Dude, I could not even look at my elbows.
Yeah.
Like,
were you?
I cannot recreate it because I've tried to like figure out what happened, but I clearly was drinking.
Did you slip when you were getting into the pool? Are your elbows from the same fall?
Yeah. Because I was lowering myself in the pool like this, if you guys are watching, like backwards, right? Yeah.
Oh, like your hands on the side of the pool.
Yeah. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I think it was deeper than I thought it was. I thought it was like shallow.
Yeah.
So I'm lowering myself in the pool.
And you're like, why am I still lowering?
So this foot went in, but when it went in, it pulled me backwards and my hands went out from under me and I ended up hitting both my elbows on the side of the pool.
Uh-huh.
But I think my toes were still grabbing on.
Hey, don't stop moving. I'm just going to take a picture of you right now.
I was like this.
Oh my God.
And what's really weird is when I've tried to recreate it, the toes that should have been hurt would be like my big toe.
Yeah.
But somehow I got the pinky and the one next to the pinky. So now it's just like this swollen, you can't really see it. It's green. Yeah. It's green. This toe is real fat. So I think what happened is these toes just went all the way backwards.
Like bent them backwards?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I don't know. So yeah, I did that the very first day.
Yeah. And
The rest of the time there was challenging because, you know, one, can't wear heels.
I know dad was saying something about it. I said to mom, dad, I was like, Gina broke her toe. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, getting into the pool.
They start laughing.
And my dad's like, well, you know, she's not going to basically made a comment. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was about like going out and wearing shoes. Like she's going to have a hard time. And I said, I'm sure she's gone as comfortable as she wants to go. I guarantee. I was like, if anything, she's probably, I mean, potentially she has like booties or something that still would be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, there was no way I could have my foot elevated at all. I brought my, like, they kind of look like Doc Martens.
Yeah.
So I just wore those with the dress. Cause I was like, there's no way. Cause I was worried if I wore sandals, my feet would get stepped on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So,
or you would catch your toe on something again.
Well, I did do that the next day. I hit my toe at the pool again, hit it on something. But yeah, so that was, and so then the next morning, Sunday morning, all the girls wanted to go to this one place in New York, because we were staying at Mandalay Bay, and they all wanted to walk to this other place. And I was like, you guys, I don't think I can make it tonight and today and like walk to breakfast. So we got a cab and freaking got hit by a car. A car hit our cab. It was not our cab's fault, but like T-boned us, not like a little bump from the back, like came in from the side. I was watching it happen and I was going, oh, just wham. And all I could think of was like, why is it? Cause like, I can imagine most people don't wear seatbelts in a cab.
Yeah.
You know, I rarely will wear a seatbelt.
Rarely. Actually, you know what? That's actually a funny topic. But yeah. Because.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Your safety shouldn't be on vacation.
I know.
Why is our safety on vacation?
You guys, safety should never go on vacation.
It should never go on vacation. And what's so crazy is that I was thinking about it. I was like, and you're in with a complete stranger. You have zero idea what kind of driver this person is.
Oh, 100%.
And usually honestly, they're terrible.
More times than not, they make you really nervous.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, I mean, I wear a seatbelt like when I'm driving myself, you know, I should be able to trust myself more than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also the law, but yeah, I don't know why
you get a taxi though, and you're like, all right.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, it's a day off.
Hey, thanks for taking me.
It's just a day off for my seatbelt.
Yeah. Thanks for the ride. I'm so happy that I have the safest driver in the area.
Right. No. So this guy goes zooming through, like we're taking a left turn. He's like way out in the very last lane. And then this traffic's coming in from like across from us, but this lady's taking a right turn. So we literally, and I'm watching her, she's not even slowing down. I mean, she like just went right into us. And so we're all like driving and I can see it there. No one else is paying attention. The guy is like blaring my absolute most hated music, like acid jazz. Yes. Like right in the middle of a sax, you know, a sax solo. And so it just hit. And so all four of us in the car are just like, like Courtney like goes up against the window and we were like, oh my God. And then our taxi driver is so funny. He's like trying to tell his dispatcher, but not turning down the music. Yeah. So he's having to repeat himself over and over. And Courtney's just in the back, calm as can be, doesn't even care, you know? And I'm just like, oh my God, we just got, oh, 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 oh. And Courtney's just like, she's like, turn the jazz down. Hey.
Turn the jazz down.
Just turn down the jazz. Like over and over. So yeah, hey, we got a free cab ride though. We had to give them our information for whatever reason. But yeah, so then, so it was so funny because then we got out and ended up having to walk anyway. So yeah, it was.
I cannot believe you guys got hit in a taxi.
I know. I think I might be like a bad luck charm.
No.
Maybe. And then it was funny. Oh no. Baby, don't talk about yourself like that.
Yeah, baby, don't say that.
Baby, don't say that. No. And so it was funny because we were in a couple other crazy cabs. And every time they were like, oh my God, this guy's going to get in an accident. Da, da, da. And I was like, what's the probability, you guys, of getting hit twice? I mean, you're with me. Like you're not going to get hit. And then I like changed my mind. I was like, maybe everybody put your seatbelt on.
They're like, I just want you get in. You're like, I just want to apologize beforehand.
I know, for just being around,
for just
being here,
upping the odds.
Yeah, fuck.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And then on our way home, because we had to leave early in the morning yesterday, yesterday. I'm like, what day is it? And so it was like, I don't know, 7:45, and we're all getting in the cab. We're all just, you know, like you see most people, zombies, leaving Vegas. And so we're all sitting in the cab, and this guy is obsessing over someone's coffee order. We don't know who he's talking to. And he's just going, God damn it. What the fuck? Ah, fuck. What's this coffee order? What's his, was it Dutch? It was Dutch. And he's just like, so he's just talking to himself.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of like looking at each other, like, what the hell? And then he's talking about a car wash. And so we're like, okay, well, there's a sprinkler that is like going into the road.
Yeah.
And he just stops in the middle of the road and decides that this sprinkler is his
car wash. His car?
Yeah. He washed his car with the sprinkler. We were like, whoa.
You're like, I think we'll get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're done with this. But yeah, so it was fun. We went to a topless pool on the day.
How was that?
It was great. It was on a day that I decided to wear one piece.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, a topless pool. What pool is down there?
So Mandalay Bay has, it's called Mara or something like that. And they have this one pool where we got our cabana. That's top optional. It was optional.
What kind of booze did you see?
Lots of different ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of different ones. You know, it was the few times that I did pull my top down, it was quite nice.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. It was quite nice. I just felt like an idiot because, you know, it's like, I've got the one piece folded down. Like,
like a wrestler after their match. Yeah. just pulls the straps down.
I did. I tried it out for a little bit and I kind of felt like I don't know why, but it almost felt like I was trying too hard. You know? But
Here's the thing. You have phenomenal boobs.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, like I really enjoy being naked. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
I also really enjoy being clothed. Okay. So, but I am a bit of an exhibitionist.
Yes. You are.
It also, Gina recognized this years ago because so was my mom.
Yes. And it runs in the family. It does.
And, but the thing is, you guys, it's like, as much as I would like the idea of that, like, I would love that. Like, who doesn't love going skinny dipping?
Yeah.
You know,
it felt very refreshing.
Well, any pool in Vegas makes me a little bit worried to get in the pool, but.
Well, yeah, we talked about that too.
Yeah.
Luckily it was our own little pool. It felt like maybe less.
No, that is different.
Less like stuff was in there.
I've definitely been to, when I was in Vegas for the Olympia a few years back. And Dana was there and we went to like this after party or it was like a pool party thing that they all got invited to. And they comped, them a cabana.
Oh, uh-huh.
And as we're walking to the cabana, we're all talking about how, like, especially Rob, like, if this sucks, we're out of here. Cause like way too many people, mm-hmm. you know, but when we got to the cabana, it was legitimately its own separate thing with each cabana had its own little pool thing.
Yes. That's what ours had.
Yeah. And it was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. So like you're, and you felt like, cause like the big pool was down below.
Yeah.
And the music's going, you can still kind of people watch and, you know, kind of feel like you're in the mix, but you have your own space.
Yeah. You brought your safety with you.
Yeah, we did. We did.
You know?
Yeah. No, but it was, yeah, it was just, it was very nice. But yeah, we've been to Vegas before where we have been there all day and noticed like specific people never getting out of the pool all day.
Never.
Just for sure peeing in the pool.
Oh, 100%.
And then the people that have the seat cover stuck to them or the toilet paper, whatever. Well, like,
you know, the thing is, it's like when you go to these, when you see these pool events or pool parties or whatever it's going on, it's like, it is a pool party, I guess, because there's music and there's a bar, but I don't know what, I don't really know what makes it a pool party. Everyone's having a good time. It's a pool.
Yeah.
And people are in the pool shoulder to shoulder and never getting out. Like never that's getting out. What's crazy.
Just sweat, piss, like all of it. It's so just
gross.
Human soup.
Ugh.
Just human soup. Yeah. So, but no, so it was, that was fun. It's crazy to me how, I mean, Vegas is already like, it's expensive, right? Anywhere you go. But every drink was like $28.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
I was like, come on. And I even dropped one of mine.
Oh no.
I was so sad. Like as soon as I got it, just dropped it. I was
like,
oh, $30. Uh-huh. I was like trying to scoop it back in. I was like, I can't drink that. But yeah, it was super fun. We went to Piranha, which is a, I don't know if it's not, it wasn't like a drag show, but it was probably a gay bar, but they had, you know, just like a mixture of drag and gay, you know, LGBTQ, all of that. It was super fun. One of the most fun bars I've been to. It was really, really cool. So that's how we ended the night. I know that's when we called you, is right before. We called Brooke right before we were supposed to go out the second night and we were dragging hard.
Oh yeah. They were texting me and they were in bed eating Cheetos.
Yeah, we were.
And they're like, we need your help. We're in bed eating Cheetos and we need to get some energy to get out, to get up,
we
get ready.
Couldn't find it.
And I texted back and I was like, I mean, that sounds pretty incredible.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that's the thing. So we were there celebrating our friends, Katie and Heather. They're getting married July 16th, I think. So it was their bachelorette party. So it was, you know, it was one of those things where if it was just us in Vegas, we probably would have just said, you know, we'll just stay in for the night. But we were there celebrating friends. So we, you know, pulled our heads out of our asses and went out and, you know,
did it.
We did it.
You did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Big night.
Big night.
You guys had a big weekend.
We did it. Yeah. And now I'm off to Tahoe on Thursday. So you have your thing. Yeah, I know. So you have your thing tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is it so Wednesday through Saturday?
So yes. Yes. Wednesday through, everyone leaves Sunday.
Okay.
So the naked training retreat, this is our second one ever. Starts tomorrow. People start coming in. We pick them up, get them from the airport to the Sand Hollow where we're staying out at the resort in Sand Hollow. And people are all coming in at different times. So we start at 3:00.
Oh, okay.
So that's when we're starting and we'll be out there and we're going to do a little group workout, like outdoors, and then just have dinner and probably play a bunch of like get to know you games and meet everybody. And then Thursday, we are doing Zion National Park. So we're going and hiking Angel's Landing in Zion. And then we're going to have lunch out there. And then we'll go, we're going to basically be doing, there's yoga some mornings. There's Pilates, Matt Pilates one morning. There's the amazing race we do on Friday. So that's a team trail run, basically, through Snow Canyon National Park.
Oh, where we went.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's kind of like people will be divided into teams and then you have to, we had them carrying, each team had a medicine ball and you it always had to be held for you to be running. So you kind of would pass it off to people as you were running. And there's different stop points throughout the, I guess the route. where you have to go and take a picture, like to prove that you went to that point.
Oh, I was going to say, because otherwise, like, do you have somebody like,
yeah, how would you even know?
Yeah, how would you know?
So they have to finish, we have to check all of their photos where they were at, if they were at all the different marks. And then that's that. And then we're going to go boating. And that's when I was checking. I remember I talked to you on Sunday. I was going, taking the boat out with my brother to go and make sure it ran. Well, it wouldn't start. So now
I'm frantically.
Yeah. So today, frantically trying to figure out if I'm renting a boat, if we were able to find someone to look at the boat. Can people, you know what? Actually, I'm going a little rant for a second.
Okay, please do.
I don't like, okay. I don't know if I like this new, the generation of people that are now in, well, it's like my generation, but the generation older than myself, that are now the people that are like running businesses.
Okay. Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
No one, I can't say no one, but my experience just with this and many other experiences, to be completely honest, I know Gina's had these too. And I guarantee a lot of you that are listening to this have had these too. People don't, they don't care about
customer service.
Customer service.
I know. I completely agree with
it
you.
It really pisses me off. Like, for instance, the boat just got serviced. And first of all, this, in fact, if any of you are listening to this and you live in St. George, Utah, and you've heard of, well, I'm going to talk about Rogers. It's called Rogers.
Okay.
Rogers Marine. I don't know. It's Rogers something.
Yeah.
You guys are real, real shits because you serviced the boat. We take the boat out. Won't start. I call you. Hey, you serviced the boat. We hadn't taken it out, took it out. Something's wrong with the starter. I have a business retreat I need to have this boat for on Thursday. Is there any way I could bring it by today or tomorrow to have you look at it? Immediate response. I'm 2 weeks out. You serviced the boat. We have brought the boat to you so many times.
Right, right. It's not like you're just trying to get in.
No,
right.
No, it was just there. It's not working. Is there any way we can bring it by for you to just take a look at the starter?
Yeah.
No, I mean, no. The best I could do. And I'm like, I literally I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it because who does that? I've just never experienced that. And it makes me sad to think that like the good generation of, you know, how my brother or like my dad and like people that ran businesses that were like kind of, I'm going to say the word or the term like good old boys, but that's because I'm from Southern Utah.
Yeah.
Like people that are like, they live off. I mean, customer service is the most important thing. It's like,
right. You
want to keep people coming back. You take pride in your work you did. So if you worked on someone's car or boat or whatever, and all of a sudden it's not working and they paid you, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to take it. I would love to, I'll just take a peek at it. I have 10 minutes between here, this time and this time. Come by, I'll take a look and hopefully I can either get you in earlier or figure out what the problem is.
Right. None like I that. Just worked on it. So, you
None
know, it's my work. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
So I want you to come back. So yes, absolutely. Bring it by. I'm super busy, but I'll at least check it. Let you know what can be done. No. You know, like just to have that attitude because I get being busy. You know, there are a lot of people who are busy. We get
it. Yeah, dude, everyone's but like, busy. Yeah. Everyone's busy. And it's like, it just sucks. It's for instance, I mean, this is like off subject, but same sort of idea. The DMV. I had to go to the DMV today. who loves the DMV?
Absolutely I just had no to one. I had to go to the DMV too.
No yes. one loves the DMV.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think about this and it's the same as like, the security line at the airport,
you know,
you could have it. It's like you're playing. It's like Russian roulette with both of those places. You could have a great experience or a really bad one.
Yeah.
If I call you, like if I go to the DMV, if I go in with an attitude, it's like, man, I make assumptions about all the people in there working, even though they're usually right. But if I go in there with the attitude, showing them that I think that they are treating them in a way that I'm already expecting for them to not want to help me. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like approaching a conversation with some sort of energy or vibe where that person already feels like this person already hates me and I haven't even talked to her. Like you're setting yourself up for a bad experience. Now, if I go in, the post office too. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
If I go in and try to have, you know, positive attitude, I almost want to make their day better because I can only imagine the kinds of people that they see and the amount of people that
come for sure. Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
It makes me mad when I go in and I'm trying so hard to maybe like brighten their day or have them have,
you're being super nice. And, right.
And then for them to still be an ass, I'm like, God damn it.
I'm trying here.
But that's how I felt when I called and I'm like, hey, I just trying to get my boat looked at. We just got it serviced from you guys and took it out in the water, hadn't been on the water yet. And something's wrong with the starter. We think it may be stuck. Is there any way someone could take a look at it today or tomorrow? I need to have it for a business retreat this weekend. And she goes, oh yeah. She's like, let me transfer you over to so-and-so. Okay. And I was like, thank you so much. He gets on the phone. I say the same thing. And he goes, oof, I'm 2 weeks out. And I was like,
okay, I'll go fuck myself.
I'll just go fuck myself then. Thanks. Hey, yeah. I'll definitely be bringing my boat back.
Never again. I know there used to be this whole idea of customers always right. Like you said, customers always right. Customer service. I mean, at our stores, cause we have a bunch of hardware stores, my sister really like puts that into everyone's head. Like it's all about the customer. To the point where almost it's like annoying because you'll get asked if you need help by, you know, 20 people while you're in there. But it's so nice because people will actually come up and they're like, oh my God, every time I go into Starbucks, it's like such a pleasant experience. Yeah. But it's like, they're saying it as if it's such an anomaly. Like,
it is now.
This never happens.
Yeah, it is now.
I mean, I've definitely gone places where they're just like literally that, or they're like, there's no hustle.
Dude.
I went to Togo's and it took them like an hour to make 4 sandwiches. Guy was like moving in slow motion. I was like,
my mom likes to talk about how these the younger generations actually don't know how to count change.
Oh no, they don't.
And you go, and my mom, you go to places where they need to give you change back. And they're like,
they'll just put it in your hand.
How much is this one? Oh, that's a penny. It's 1 cent. I advise you to not use those. Just grab me a 25 cent. If you use 4 of those 20, the big, big silver ones, that equals a dollar.
Oh my God. Wait, you know, we sound like old people.
I know.
We sound like what? Old people.
It's just the thing is.
Pretty soon we're going to just be yelling at people to get off our lawn.
We'll have optional lawns. I think that this podcast should be called Optional.
Optional.
This is a Optional podcast.
Oh my God.
Because I was talking to Lacey about it too, and my sister, and she even said it's people, they just don't care.
They don't care.
It's like they don't want your business because they already know they're just getting so much business. Like they don't need your business. That's what it feels like.
Well, the problem is with that whole mentality, and I've seen it happen in construction over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And just being around that business for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when the economy is booming, that's what happens is people, you know, they don't care or they don't call back or they do shitty work or they, you know, whatever it is.
Yep.
And cause they're just going on to the next job. But when it really comes down to it is, you know, like there's talk of a, you know, recession coming up is when that happens, the people that are going to, you know, spend money on that kind of stuff are going to go to the people that, you know, did exactly what they said, you know, I mean, everybody makes mistakes, but like fixed it or showed up when they were supposed to or all of that.
Yeah.
So that's what I think happens is that, you know, especially when somebody's like you know, maybe only had a business when we haven't been in, I mean, although the pandemic just, you know, with all that shit, but you know, they're just used to being busy and they just think they have this like job security. It's like,
ridiculous. And you know, I mean, with everything, everyone knows how crazy everything is right now. We don't have to talk about it, but we know gas prices are fucking ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, even trying to understand all that is way above my pay grade, but I will say, and I was watching something that had to do with, inflation. It was kind of talking about inflation and you have these issues where like things are inflating, but, like income is not. So cost is going up, but people aren't making more money. And I was looking at renting a boat, right? So the boat, our boat, my dad found someone, a friend, he said, he called a friend and said, hey, is there any chance, my daughter needs the boat for something this weekend. Is there any way you can look at it today? And he said, his friend, and this is a good dude right here. He said, oh, he's like, I am so behind. Just drop it off at my house today.
Yeah.
Like, just drop it off. I'll look at it. That's just it, everyone's busy.
Yep.
But I was trying to look up places around here for renting, rentals, and there's a lot. So I was getting a little, you know, kind of sucked in. I'm trying to figure out like which one, you know, which one should I go to? So I started just thinking like, okay, well, which ones are closest to the area that we're going to, the lake we're going to. And I look on one of the websites and I'm looking at the pricing for a 1 day rental I looked at, three different places and they were all pretty close. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not a big difference to where I really don't know where to go because either place I go to, I'm still getting fucked.
Yeah.
1 day rental for a boat. The last place I called, he goes, okay, yeah, we have an access, holds 15 people. And this is a boat where he's like, the other ones that we have are a little more money, but this is the last one of this boat that we have. And I was like, okay, yeah. What is it? Like, how much does it cost? 1 day, Gina, 8 hours, $3,000.
Oh, whoa.
Here's the thing.
We got to get into the boat business.
Dude, this just makes me think of the reason. The only thing I can think of is a huge assumption. I know this, but in this area, we're big for the outdoors and there's a lot of lakes and like, there's tons of ATV rentals and stuff like that. A lot of people travel here in the summertime and a lot of people are moving out of California, moving to Utah, moving from a lot of other places, coming to Utah, everywhere, right? Everyone's moving. It's almost weird because it's like people are all moving, yet the cities and states they're moving from, it's like, it still seems like there's so many people that no one left, but people keep moving. There's just so many people.
It's like musical states going on.
Yes. And so what I did is I reached out to an old friend where I've always rented boats from, at Lake Powell. If any of you guys are listening and you're looking for a place to rent boats, it's under new ownership, but I've heard really good things about the new owners. It's called Surf Lake Powell. And they have always been so good to me when I've gone out there and I needed to rent a boat to have two boats. And I reached out to them and I said, hey, well, first I was like, do you remember who this is? This is Brooke Ennis. I hope you remember me. And they're like, I haven't talked to him. I've been to Powell in a long time. And they're like, oh, of course I do. And I asked him, I was like, hey, long story short, I got to get a boat. Can you recommend any places, cause they're from like the surrounding area.
Yeah.
Can you recommend any places that you would say, I'm going to get good service. It's really worth going there. Maybe the people are great to work with, whatever. And he didn't know a lot of them. He did send me one that he found online. And then so I just asked him, I said, hey, what is reasonable? Like, what would you say? And he's been in the business of rentals for boats. Okay. I said, what would you say is a reasonable price for a day for the boat? And he writes back and he said, for them out there, it was under $700 for boat for 1 day. And I go, you will not believe what the rate is for a boat for 1 day out here.
Is that just for the rental or is that for gas too?
I think you get it and it's full of gas, you'd still have to put gas in it.
Yeah. So you're paying for your gas.
How crazy is that?
That is nuts.
So
highway robbery.
Highway robbery. To bring it full circle. Thank goodness, Dad. There's still a few good men out there that was willing to take a peek at it for my dad.
Thank the Lord.
Thank him. Ship it. But yeah, so hopefully that turns out all right. If not, I guess I'll be reaching deep into my pockets. It's all right though, you know, because I live at home.
Oh my God.
Actually, it's not. You know, money is tough.
Money's tight, man.
It's tight. You know what, something funny?
What?
I got a stack of stuff right over there.
Yeah.
That I've never sent back. And I'll never be able to wear it because the pants don't fit and the shoes don't fit.
And then you talk about like all the money you don't have and you're like, there it is.
It's right there.
It's right there in that corner.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I just start like, you know, maybe we get in on like, you know, taking pictures of our feet.
I know. You want a picture of my feet right now? I wonder if there's like a, I don't know, any demand for broken feet. Yeah, that gets me hard. The old broken foot.
Just swollen toes.
Yeah, it's just.
We just.
What's so funny is I was looking at my toes. I was like, oh yeah, it's really swollen. Then I looked at my other toe and I was like, oh, those are kind of fat too. I don't know. What's swollen or not.
We create a whole market. We just start like an album that's kind of like rode hard and hung up wet type feet. So after like a long night in Vegas, yes, when girls' feet are slid down into their high heels and their toes are kind of
curled over,
going over the edge.
Well, that's why I was laughing. Remember when we went to Vegas years ago, we told Danielle had hoagie feet.
Yeah, she did.
Hoagie sandwiches shoved in a shoe.
Oh yeah. Like we kind of pictures of my feet, like when I'm on an airplane and my feet are really swollen and I can't even put my Birkenstocks on.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I have a pair of Birkenstocks. They're like the rubber ones. I'm talking about.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
And I was in Florida and I went to put them on one day and you guys know, Florida's hot. I mean, that's a place where you're just, I mean, for me at least, it would take me a while to not be swollen there.
Yeah.
I put my shoes on and I literally sat there and looked at my feet and my shoes. And I'm like, are my feet bigger? I swear these fit. Like, I swear they fit when I bought them. And I didn't buy them like the perfect size. I bought them like a little bit bigger because they're slip-ons.
Yeah.
My feet were so swollen that I was like, they got bigger in length and width. And height.
It got bigger in length.
Yeah, it's definitely like a not a hoagie, but like a ballpark Frank, you know? When you heat it, it expands.
It expands. Yes. It's got cracks in it, something oozing out of it.
Oh.
I wanted to read this. This is from Aiko. I believe I pronounced their name right. Aiko. It's pretty long. Hey, Brooke and Gina, hope you're both doing well. Just listen to the episode titled Grocery Store Strangers. I just wanted to say thank you so much for speaking about such personal things. It can be so hard to be vulnerable about things that are going on with ourselves, especially things like mental health difficulties or things that leave us not feeling ourselves. Brooke, the things you spoke about on this episode felt familiar in that I've been there myself, depression, attention issues, emotional unease, and feeling like I'm losing control of everything, et cetera. I'm one of those people that likes to speak out about my own personal struggles with these things, and it can be scary, but empowering at the same time. I know loads of people relate to the things you spoke about on this episode and all the other episodes where you both share life experiences and struggles. Thank you both for being vulnerable with your listeners. Brooke, I hope you know you are strong and even more inspiring because you chose to share these personal things going on in your life. Through your journey of understanding yourself better and taking action to improve your health and bring balance back in your life, you indirectly inspire and show others how to do that too. More power to you, and I hope you're feeling more yourself soon. Remember, it's a journey and takes time. Much love to both of you. P.S. Not sure if you noticed, but on some of your podcasts, you don't just say he or she, but also they. As someone that identifies as non-binary and trans and uses they, them pronouns, I appreciate this a lot. And it's so good to hear people use other pronouns instead of just he and she. Thanks, Aiko, pronouns they, them. And then she says, P.S. Gina, because I know you struggle with knowing whether to read out a person's name or not when reading these emails on the podcast, I know you'll notice my name Aiko is different to the name on my email address. This isn't because I'm using someone else's email. I just changed my name because I'm cool like that. Oh. They wrote Aiko and then they wrote A-I-N-E. Well, I don't know if it's Aiko or Ain Devaney, they, them. Well, even with all the explanation, I fucked it up.
At least they know, especially that it came, it comes from a good place. Like,
man, no, I just wanted you to hear that.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the very nice, kind words and for emailing in. Because
yes, we appreciate it. We got some other ones too, but they're all pretty long, which we really appreciate. But
we will
probably
read,
not a lot of time to read all of them.
We'll read a few more on the next podcast.
Yes, we will. We definitely will. But thank you, Aiko or Ain. I'm not quite sure which one it is because they're both on here.
I used to work for someone named Aiko when I was in college.
Pretty. I like that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I signed both of them. So yeah, I don't get it, but that's just me. You probably should have read it.
Oh man. No, I like it when you read it.
I know. Plus it's like about yourself. You're like, ooh. Cause you're so big on, you know, talking yourself up. Right. Anyway, I just want you to hear that. Cause I thought it was very sweet.
I appreciate you picking that out and reading it. And I appreciate, Aiko, you.
Or Ain, not sure which one.
Yeah. Writing it down and sending it.
Yeah, taking the time. It's very
just
kind.
Just like a lot of you, I'm sure, Gina and myself, we, you know, when you're going through life and things are hard, as they are for everyone. And especially it's always an ebb and flow. It's like when it's really good, it's almost like you're like, oh shit, I think something bad's going to happen soon.
Yeah. And I then something bad that comes
and
along.
And then a taxi gets hit.
and then you get in the taxi cab.
Yeah.
And you think you're having a great time. You just think it can't get worse. Already got a broken foot. Get hit by a taxi.
Broken toe, hit by a taxi. But anyways, we really appreciate it because everyone needs a reminder. And especially I think for her and Gina and myself, we really appreciate reminders of what we are contributing. Hopefully we're contributing some good, even if it's, you know, laughs or a moment for any of you to feel relaxed and comfortable. And like, you can just let go and laugh at things that, you know, maybe other people or other people you might be surrounded by wouldn't give you the space to have that.
Yeah.
And we really try to have that. So we appreciate you emailing.
So just as you appreciate us, well, mainly Brooke, we also appreciate you.
They definitely appreciate you.
I'm just kidding. We also appreciate you guys. So thank you. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, we are going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Because don't forget to retreat to go to, and I got to go to Tahoe.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to break the other foot.
Do not.
I know. I won't. I promise.
Goodness.
All right. Anyways, don't forget
to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.